Oh, wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Absolutely a must. Thursday morning, KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Bunch of really good songs tonight. Going to get you all pumped up for the upcoming weekend. Geez, we got the Seahawks training camp underway already. Yeah, we're getting to that time of year. Aquafest weekend in Lake Stevens. What a party that's going to be. Congress is holding hearings to see if UFOs are real. And ironically, on the planet Melsbub, their council is holding a hearing right now to determine if the U.S. Congress is real. Sometimes life just balances itself out. And ex-Seattle Mariner Alex Rodriguez turns 48 today. He's known as A-Rod, except by his ex-wife and most Seattle Mariner fans. There you go. We have other names for him. And we have a bunch of great songs. Everett's Greatest Hits coming up for you again in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, we don't take any morning for granted. KRKO, Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits. We're making every song count so we can launch you off into the day on a positive note, something you can sing along with. And we'll keep them coming all day long if you just keep it here. Don't you wander away.
Here we go. Name dropper. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Your brother.
Yeah, I got a few names you'll recognize to drop in here. I've always felt that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is probably a really cool guy, and he keeps proving it. He made a seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA union to help out the union actors that are on strike. Pretty cool. What are the folks in the Hope Ranch housing development in Santa Barbara worried about these days? The fact that Harry and Meghan are shopping for homes in that neighborhood. So Bradley Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk, is the latest one reported to be dating Tom Brady. They should come out with trading cards with each of the... No, never mind. Hulk Hogan, still around. He went 0-2 in marriages, but it looks like he's going to take a third swing. He is now engaged to yoga instructor Sky Daly. He's 69, she's 45, and that is a final. Kristen Bell stirred up a little controversy by saying in an interview that she allows her two young daughters, 8 years old and 9 years old, to drink non-alcoholic beer. Not sure how I feel about that. And finally, Rudy Giuliani has admitted that he lied about those two Georgia election workers he said had rigged the election and counted extra votes. You know, I haven't been this shocked since the sun came up this morning. Thursday morning, KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter on the high holy day of the work week for movie fans.
Maury, Maury, how are you? He just goes on and on.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Maury?
I am good. Thank you. Have you seen Barbie yet?
No. I mean, my cute little story was I was at the store last Saturday morning, and the little girl in front of me was saying, I'm a Barbie girl, and singing away. And so I asked the mom, I said, well, so I take it you're going to the movie? She said, yes. 10:45 showing, and it was almost sold out. So
wow.
They made a lot of money with that movie last weekend.
I'm going on Sunday to
see it.
Are
you really?
Yeah,
well, then we need a review next week.
I know. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
But the only reason I said that is Greta Gerwig, who was the director of Barbie, it made $155 million in its opening weekend, and it was the biggest debut ever for a film directed by a woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Guardians of Galaxy Volume 3 will be streaming on Disney next week, August 2nd.
Yay! That would be Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday, August 2nd is when that will be on the Disney Channel.
Cool.
A couple movies that are opening in theaters tomorrow, Haunted Mansion.
If you believe the reviews I've read on the movie, it'll be on Disney Plus pretty much right after Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito. Then, also brand new in theaters, this just cracks me up. And this is actually getting really good reviews. It's a horror film called Talk to Me. And the little write-up on it is when a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand. I'm in just from that line. What the hell? Where do you get an embalmed hand?
Yes, I'd like an embalmed hand.
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
Pickled toe, please.
And then finally, I saw this on Netflix. It's a film that's part supernatural, part comedy. It's called They Cloned Tyrone.
Oh, yes. I've seen the commercials. Yeah. Haven't seen the show yet.
Pretty funny. It's John Boyega, Tenaya Paris, Jamie Foxx,
who also
produced it. And then it's basically they uncover a government conspiracy about cloning.
I think they should allow cloning, and then everyone could have their own personal Maury the movie guy.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly what you need.
That's my world.
And that, my friend, that is all I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty, if not downright excessive. Maury, the movie guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. And, you know, I would love to talk to Tommy again because, it's been 4 or 5 years now. We had a chat with him when he was about to perform at the Tulalip, and he was talking about all these things that were in the works. He had written a book about his career, and they were supposed to be turning it into a movie, his life story. And it never happened, and I always wondered why. What happened? Who knows? We'll find out eventually someday. KRKO and Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits Thursday, almost Friday morning. A week from tomorrow will be my final day on the air here at KRKO, and it's been a great run. I get to hand it off to my buddy Brian Mengel, who I will introduce you to throughout next week. Next week's going to be kind of like a see ya. I'm going to be playing some of the interviews I did during my tenure here. I'm going to bring Brian out. I'm going to talk to some other folks about what it's like to retire, some names you may remember. In any case, it's going to be a fun week. I sure hope you can join us. I mean, you're already here. All you have to do is just stay, and we will take care of you. In fact, take us along to work today. These songs will make your workday fly by, and you'll be at happy hour before you know it. Unless you start at noon, then I can't get you there that quickly. I can get you more of Everett's Greatest Hits in a moment. Yeah, back in college, I remember going through an ELO phase, and I just had to have every album and crank it up really loud and have the person in the dorm room next to me pound on the wall. It's tradition. Hey, good morning. Enjoying a Thursday with you. Summer rolls on here at KRKO and probably where you are too. Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits and looking for another KRKO listener who's downloaded our app tomorrow. We're going to give somebody a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. The only way you can win that is to download our app. Really easy to do. I swear once you start using it, it's going to change the way you listen to this radio station. It's free. It's in the app store of your phone right now. What are you waiting for?
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, I got a few pearls for your Thursday morning. I can't brain today. I have the dumb. Laugh at your problems. Everybody else does. Does pushing my luck count as exercise? I like my money where I can see it, hanging in my closet. And I always learn by the mistakes others make after they've listened to my advice.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Yeah, that was our cool down song. We'll pick things up again in a moment with the Rolling Stones and 80-year-old Mick Jagger, who celebrated his his birthday yesterday. Good morning. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter, playing Everett's greatest hits. And next hour, our resident entertainment expert, Maury the Movie Guy, will stop by to talk about some options for our upcoming weekend. But Maury, I'm going to talk real quickly about the Nordstrom thing that happened a couple of nights ago at the downtown Seattle store. That's where you used to work.
I didn't hear it. What do you mean?
Someone crashed a car and tried shooting out the windows of the downtown Seattle Nordstrom store.
No
where
way.
You used to sell shoes at.
I was there on Sunday.
Wow.
I have friends that are there right now.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, this was like in the middle of the night, so they were trying to rob Nordstrom. All right. Yeah. I guess during the anniversary sale, so they'd make sure they robbed really good stuff.
But it's nothing's there anymore, though.
No, I know. That's the thing.
They've sold everything. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, crooks are dumb.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't know that. I was down there. I went to see the Broadway play Six.
Oh, how was that, Mr. Maury the theater guy?
It was fantastic.
Really?
It was really good.
What is it about? Just give me some headlines.
It's about the six wives of Henry VIII, and it's an hour and a half long.
That's about 13 minutes a wife.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Huh.
And then afterwards, we went right across the street, an Italian restaurant there, and we're sitting right in front, and it was a beautiful day.
Oh.
And this woman comes up and starts ordering stuff to go, and she had makeup on. And I said to her, "Are you Catherine of Aragon?" And she goes, "Yes."
Oh, that's funny.
I know. It was really cool. And we were just telling her how amazing it was. It was really cool.
All right. Well, he'll take off his Maury the Theater Guy shirt and put on the Movie Guy one for us next hour. So hope you can be here about an hour from now.